Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Over the years, there's been a handful of films shot right here on the coast. Some have proven to be Hollywood hits, like Runaway Bride and Tuck Everlasting, which were both shot in Berlin, and Wedding Crashers, which included scenes from St. Michael's in Talbot County. Others, though, didn't fare quite as well at the box office, like the 1986 film Violets Are Blue, which was shot in Ocean City. Now there's a new film being shot in Ocean City, and it's called Ping Pong Summer. It's slated to star Susan Sarandon, Amy Sedaris, John Hannah, and Leah Thompson. It's the brainchild of director Michael Tully, who spent many summers as a boy vacationing in the resort. But unlike those other aforementioned films, Tully's Ping Pong Summer uses Ocean City as a big part of the storyline, as the coming-of-age comedy unfolds in the very place where Tully says he, quote, came of age himself. I chatted with Tully and a few of the stars of the film just after a press event earlier this week. I asked him how challenging it's been to transform modern-day Ocean City into the Ocean City that exists in the film, circa 1986.
The beauty is you don't have to do much. We're learning. We were on the boardwalk last week, and you know we had two blocks blocked off, and you know the benches. There are things that were just sort of such a small film that we can't fix. Where some of the locals will be, you know, call us out on it. But I'm not actually worried about that. But it's like I don't want cell phones or cars and really, really gaping. But when we got out on the boardwalk, by the end of the day, I literally could not tell you who was background that we had dressed and who we had not dressed. Right. And everyone, even there was one person who wanted to sit on a bench where we were shooting from the carnival ride, and we were going to ask her to leave. And she said, well, is it okay if I stay? And so I called the costumer over and was just like, can we, you know, sign off on her as 1985? And she did a like head, toe, back up and was like, ready to roll. But yeah, so it's really about clearing out. Like even at Paul Revere Smorgasbord, there was not much we needed to do out front, but there was the sign that says $12.99.
Sure.
Getting that one and the two down, putting a $6.99 and asking them what the price was. I remember because my dad would make us go to the early bird special to get 10% off. But yeah, it's more about clearing the frame, because all you're seeing is what's in the frame. So if you get that frame cleared out and there's a Hummer to the left of it, it does not matter. There's a really beautiful English film called This Is England from a few years ago, and I learned a lot from that, where they would say you'll only notice something in the background if it's wrong. So they have a lot of street scenes where there are actually no cars and their car is driving, and the first few times I watched it until I saw the making of, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
But if there had been a like modern ambulance, I would have called them out and been like, oh, you guys messed that up.
Yeah.
So it's really about clearing the frame and containing the frame, and then the art department is working miracles. Like we had a dunk tank worker last night, and in I think 4 days ago they didn't even have a dunk tank, and last night we're shooting on the boardwalk and it was like out of my dreams. Like it turned into a horror film because the like drunk clowns that used to be actually at Jolly Roger on the pier, it was alive last night. Yeah, on the boardwalk.
I can imagine. And you know, I know that you were really adamant about having Ocean City be the setting of this film. Tell me why, and talk about that, and why Ocean City is so important to Ping Pong Summer.
It's just one of those things where it's instinctive. Like, I grew up coming here, and I'm trying to write a coming-of-age film, so it's like, why would I set it where, you know, you set it where you came of age? And I never had a summer like this. I never had the first love and meet a rival. Like, it's sort of playing with my movie knowledge and the movies I like. But it was embedded. There's no, I don't know where I would, if you asked me to write a coming of age story about a 13-year-old, and especially if it has a sort of nostalgic bent. Mm-hmm. It's, for me, it's an instinctive knee jerk to Ocean City because that's my upbringing. So it's not even a philosophical, intellectual anything. It's just sort of like that. Well, I couldn't do it any other way. It's just a sort of, I'm so tied to it in my memories that it just had to be Ocean City, period.
You know, talk about how the town has kind of opened up the welcoming mat for you and the red carpet. Certainly, there's a lot of excitement with all of the quote-unquote star power that's here this year and for, you know, the next few weeks. Is what's happening right now meeting up your expectations and what you had in your head of what this experience was going to be like?
Yeah, I've made very low budget films, I have a different approach to it. I feel like you can't beat yourself up and have this vision because things change no matter what, even if you have $100 million. But with what has happened with the city and with our crew and the community, like last night having this dunk tank worker, we had 400 people come out to the one audition. We had one months ago, but we had the big open audition and found like very crucial elements that when we're shooting this guy in a dunk tank, who wasn't a dunk tank clown, but man, he must have studied it because it was like out of my, it's like shattered my expectations. And this weekend particularly has been shattering my expectations. I've never directed actors this big, but I feel like I'm at an age where I'm, you know, if I've 3 days off, I'll start psyching myself out and get really insecure and crazy. But once we're shooting and I'm on set, I'm feeling like comfortable and grateful and thankful. And the city has just been, I mean, it's a miracle, like what is happening with the support financially, with the support, we're calling police and saying we need this stop sign moved and they're there and moving it. If I tell filmmakers, like New York friends, what happened here, they probably won't believe it.
Well, Michael Tully, thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
One of the stars of the film includes Scottish actor John Hannah. He's been working in TV, film, and theater since the late 80s. Some of the films you may remember him from include Four Weddings and a Funeral, The Mummy, The Mummy Returns, and this film, 1998's Sliding Doors, which he co-starred alongside Gwyneth Paltrow.
So, having firmly established the ground rules, what are you doing 2 weeks on Saturday?
Probably killing myself.
Excellent. What time does that finish? Do you like boats?
Hannah says he's been quite taken with Ocean City thus far, and he chatted with me about his character in Ping Pong Summer.
The film is essentially a kind of family vacation, the vacation to the same town every year, coming back to the same place. It's very much based on Michael's memories and of a time when, you know, as the young boy, as Rad's developing, not only developing an interest in girls, but finding out about himself and coming together. And the ping pong is a little bit like the catalyst in this, to take him from, you know, a gauche child lacking in confidence into a kind of heroic little teenager. Yeah. It's a really sweet little family film in the kind of Karate Kid kind of vein, with ping pong as the catalyst.
Personally, as an actor, I mean, you've been in the business for seemingly for decades. You've had a nice long run.
Decades.
A lot of work. You know, you're a Glasgow guy. You're from Scotland originally. You know, talk about being at a location like the coast, by the ocean, and what that brings to not only the backdrop of the film, but for you personally as an actor.
Yeah, I mean, I always have to pinch myself, you know, when you get a job that's going to be filming somewhere that you'd never normally kind of go to. It's a little bit fish out of waterish, but then I think the character that I'm playing, being Irish and being kind of a fish out of water, you know, an immigrant to this country, is another element, a very subtle, there's nothing played about that, you know, the whole country's made up of immigrants, so everybody's true. Done it at some point. And I don't think it's an intellectual ideal that, you know, this character is representing that, but I think again it's just another thing that resonates with probably a lot of people here, you know, who are parents or grandparents from somewhere else in the world.
Sure. You know, it's interesting too that you mentioned that your character is Irish based. In Ocean City, historically speaking, in the summertime, you know, foreign students and foreign workers make up a very large cog in kind of the tourism wheel, so to speak. In your time here so far, I mean, talk about some people that you've met and just, you know, the experience so far of being here and what you've learned about the region. You know, Ocean City is kind of a main character. It's not just a blanket beach town. It's actually Ocean City.
It's interesting, you know, because given that it is so far away from where I grew up, it's not that different from the summer experiences I had myself. You may be aware, you know, the English version of Ocean City would be somewhere like Blackpool. Mm-hmm. And that's where we used to go on holiday. We used to do much the same kind of things. We'd go to the beach and we'd go and catch crabs or eels and do that kind of thing. Again, you know, this whole area seems rich in history. I've been out, I bring my bike with me and I try and get out and see a bit of the countryside, which is just phenomenal. And I've been enjoying doing that when I've not been working. So apart from the crew, some of whom are from here and some of whom are from, you know, further up the coast or further down the coast.
Right.
It's kind of for a lot of us, we're kind of standing looking at this in sort of open-mouthed awe.
Much has been said about this being an indie film, kind of that low-budget thing. And if you look at a lot of the films that are being made now with Kickstarter campaigns and small investors, you know, talk about a movie like this that is kind of branded as an indie. But if you look at the cast of people like yourself, people like Leah Thompson, Susan Sarandon, people that have been in the industry and been very successful for many, many years. Are indie films like this kind of the future of how to do good work or the kind of work that you want to do?
I would hope so. I mean, I think what's fantastic about this sort of new world where people are putting together deals in order to get their film made is that we have choice. I mean, coming from Britain, which is a much smaller industry, everything becomes a little bit too much the same. There's a kind of over-reliance on market research mm-hmm. into the kind of products that people want. And if you're doing that kind of research, all the product is going to end up looking the same. Things like this give us all, us as actors and as an audience, the chance to go and see something different, you know. It might not play at the multiplex, but it might. It might play in one of the smaller screens at the multiplex. And it's great to go and see the big blockbusters, see those big summer movies, but... You know, it's also really good to go and see something which has got quirky differences to it that people are going to connect to, that's kind of getting through a sort of a mesh of homogeny, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very, very different, and that's a testament to the fact that we're all here.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I've talked to some artist friends of mine, both actors or musicians, over the years, and they say, you know, you do the work and you put it out there into the world, and then you try not to worry about it and you hope for the best. Because yeah. if you worry about the things that really are out of your control, like whether or not the film is going to be, you know, picked up by hundreds and hundreds yeah. of theaters, you know, nationwide, is that the way it is for you? Just do the work, do it well, and move on?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's my job. It's, you know, is to do the acting, and to be able to be a part of Michael's story, to be able to try to contribute that is what I do. It is then into the hands of the people who do the marketing, the people who do the sales, to pick the right festivals, and to try and get that film out there. I mean, I'm not immune to wanting the film to do very well, but other than doing the press, which I think is really important for the film, because if somebody's listening to this and hears about it, and maybe in 9 months' time they see a poster for the film and it just rings a bell and they go see that, then that's yeah. great. But yeah, it is out of my hands, and you know, nobody sets out to do something that nobody sees. Sure. And you know, like you're doing it because you generally believe in it.
When I lived in Scotland, you know, everybody in the community where I lived in Glasgow, where you're from, mm-hmm. you know, were saying, hey, you got to try haggis, you got to try, you know, some of the other local delicacies. You know, now that you're on the coast, I mean, are you getting a lot of pushback to try some crabs and all that?
Yeah, we had some crabs. It's funny, actually, because I like haggis. And Scotland has also taken to doing some, famously doing deep-fried Mars bars.
Yeah.
You know Mars bars. And I was down in the boardwalk here, and I saw a sign saying deep fried Oreos and right. deep fried Snickers, and it kind of, again, you know, that's why you go to somewhere thousands and thousands of miles away, and yet it doesn't feel that different to yeah. me. You know, we've got the boardwalk, which is like the promenade, and you know, like our Victorian holiday towns, and we have the candy floss and all the sweets that are bad for your teeth and
right.
all the stuff that are bad for your heart, and yeah. apart from the crab's pretty good.
John Hannah, thank you so much for joining me here on Coastal Connection. Best of luck and enjoy your time here.
Thank you, my pleasure.
George Rush is the film's producer. And last time we spoke with him, the town of Ocean City was deciding whether or not to match Worcester County's promise to the film crew of offering up $100,000 in seed money to this project. Ping Pong Summer is going to pump almost $650,000 into the local economy just during filming alone. And Rush says even though that fact may have convinced the city of this being a good investment in the first place, he's most thankful for the local support the crew is receiving now.
The city in general, the people here, have really kind of embraced us and made us feel really, really welcome and been incredibly generous. Mm-hmm. You know, just meals, locations, whatever it is, people really want to see this film succeed.
People, now that it's actually happening, you know, there's such a buzz around town about whether or not it's stargazing and rubbing elbows with some of the stars of the film. But I know I've talked to a lot of local business owners that are just extremely excited about the push in business and that economic impact. Mm-hmm. Talk about what you've been hearing just, you know, in the community since you've been here.
Well, I think there's the direct economic impact of what we're spending. Pretty much the lion's share of our budget is being spent in town on locations, on meals, on hotels room. So there's that direct economic impact. But I think that the big economic impact, which will be kind of down the road, is, I mean, this film, I've seen some daily so far. And, I think I told you before, I'm not from Ocean City. Right. It looks beautiful. You know, it looks absolutely amazing. I think, if nothing else, this is going to be the world's greatest commercial for Ocean City. So I think there'll be a big impact.
In addition to all the star power in this film, a big part of the cast is made up of local high schoolers, many of whom are acting for the very first time in a major production. That's the case for 15-year-old Emmy Shockley. She says acting is something she's always dreamed of doing full-time. And she says she's still kind of in shock that Hollywood, in a weird twist of fate, kind of found her in her hometown.
My character, Stacy, she's described as like that local, like pretty beach girl, but she's a very quirky character and she has this very weird side of her, but it's very interesting for the film and she is a mysterious character, mm-hmm. So it's really a lot of fun to play her.
Yeah, talk about, the outfits, because I know that they've set this in, 1985, 1986, a time when, I don't even think you were born yet in that time. Tell me about that.
I don't think I've ever seen so many high-waisted pants or neon anything in my life, so I'm getting used to some new stuff.
Right. Talk about what it's been like to work with people who you've watched in movies, pretty much growing up your whole life.
I just met Susan Sarandon today, and she walked into the room on all of us, like, doing that Gangnam-style dance, mm-hmm. And it's crazy, because seeing the person that I saw in, like, Thelma and Louise and Lovely Bones, like, sitting right near her is really, really weird, but also super cool at the same time, and I've talked to Leah Thompson, I filmed with her, and John Hannah. I haven't filmed with Susan Sarandon yet, but they're all super nice and really a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah. So did she start doing the Gangnam Style with you?
No, she did not, because we all kind of saw her and we're like, oh God, we gotta stop there. But it was a pretty funny way to meet Susan Sarandon.
Right. So, what's this like? Are you filming on the off hours when you're not at school, or are you having to take some time off of school? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'm taking time off of school. I miss at least like 2 days a week or so, but my school's been really supportive about it, and it's been easy so far, knock on wood.
I know acting is kind of your thing. This is what you want to do. To have your first role being in a movie that, has this many stars in it too, that could possibly, be picked up in a few years, by and seen by millions of people. What's that like? Is that set in for you?
It is starting to set in right like this week, and it's crazy. It's almost surreal, because this is something that I've always wanted to do, and for it actually to be happening right now, it's amazing.
What have you learned about acting, in a movie with directors and superstars? What have you learned about this process and this occupation that I guess has surprised you in the few weeks you've been a part of this project?
I feel like I've really grown as an actress through this. I've had an acting coach, I've been trained and stuff, but nothing like this. Acting for film is such a different experience, and I have learned a lot about the process of it and how you just do take after take after take, and every time I feel like there's a different thing that you can experiment with. And that causes the scene to like grow as you go through it. And I've learned a lot about getting into your character and staying into your character even between takes. And so it has helped me develop a lot.
How cool do you think this is that this movie came to your town where you grew up in, and now you're in the movie?
I can't even believe this happened, really. I was so shocked when I heard they chose here to film a movie. It's like almost like God was just like, okay, perfect. And it's crazy.
That was 15-year-old Emmy Shockley, a local girl who's one of the stars of the upcoming film Ping Pong Summer, which is shooting right now in Ocean City. To learn more about this film, click to our website, wamucoast.org. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection.